You're listening to Sunshine. Welcome back to Table Talk with Leah. We have Michelle Worthington, a children's author and screenwriter, on the line to talk with us about the challenges Aussie authors are facing due to rising living costs and its impact on the publishing industry. Michelle, welcome to Table Talk. So appreciate your time today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, Michelle, what are we seeing in the Australian publishing space at the moment? How is cost of living impacting the industry?
I think it's a bit of a follow-on from 2020 when everything shut down, supply problems started, and now we've got this increased cost of living where not only is it getting more and more expensive to make books, but people don't have enough money in their budget to buy books, and it's really affecting not only publishers but authors themselves.
Yeah, and so we're seeing an increase in the printing costs, is that correct, at these publishing houses? And so
yeah, absolutely.
And so therefore, is it true that then there are higher book prices because of that?
The book prices themselves aren't too much higher than what they are consistently over the last 5 years. Mm. You've probably paid anywhere between $24.95 and $26.95 for a hardcover book.
Yeah.
That's if you're buying it at an independent bookshop.
Right.
But because now publishers are doing deals with larger chains, they may be selling for $7 or $8, and an author will get 5% of whatever the price is that the book sells for.
Oh, truly,
so
only
you can
5%.
See that.
Wow.
Yeah, so a picture book also will get 5%. The illustrator will get 5%, so they share that 10% commission.
Mm.
So you can see how important independent bookstores are for their sales, and also how it really can impact them if larger publishers are choosing to go with larger chain stores instead of supporting indie bookshops.
Yes, and you've touched on a challenge there. Now, you're a children's author yourself. So in your experience, mm-hmm. what are some of those other challenges that Aussie authors are facing in trying to get their stories published?
We're finding as well that a lot of Australian publishers are owned by big multinational companies. So instead of having room on their list to find new Aussie talent, they're actually just importing books already that have been published overseas. So maybe they only have like 10 spots that they are going to release books in the year.
Mm.
We're finding up to 8 of them can be books that are being published overseas, leaving only 2 for either established or new authors to break through.
Oh, gee. Okay. That's not good for the Aussies. Hey, we're going to take a break. Michelle, are you able to stay on the line and we'll come back and chat some more?
Absolutely.
Michelle, I wanted to ask you, for cash-strapped families, it can be understandable that they may be opting to purchase books from cheaper online retailers, which you made mention of before. I'm wondering, what kind of impact is this going to have on our smaller independent bookstores? Are we going to see some of these close? Is that sort of what's at risk here?
I think we're already seeing it. I think there's been so many independent bookstores that have been around for a very long time that have closed just in the last 18 months because they simply can't compete with the big chain stores and the low budget pricing.
Mm.
And I mean, as an author, I want my books to get into the hands of as many kids as possible because
That's
I
right.
believe in the power of picture books and what it can do.
Mm.
As an author, we actually would prefer people to go to the library and borrow a book from a library than necessarily buy something at a very low price, because we actually still do get money if our books are borrowed from the library. There's a thing called public lending rights and educational lending rights where we will actually get more money if you borrow a book from the library than we would if you bought it from a major chain store.
Wow, that is so good to know. So going to the library to borrow out a book is actually helping our Aussie authors as much or at least some than if you were purchasing.
Yeah.
That is so good to know. Hey, Michelle, I've actually got a question that's been texted in from one of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wondering, how easy is it to self-publish a children's book? And is it really hard to kind of promote yourself and get into stores? Or would independent bookstores be willing to take on a good book? If there's some budding authors out there, do you have any advice?
Absolutely. Picture books are one of the most expensive things to independently publish because unlike maybe a chapter book or novel, you're printing in full colour. So they are quite expensive to produce and you want to do it really well and do a professional job. And I think with the marketing and promotion, it is also tricky because one of the things that people don't realise about picture books is our target audience is different from our target market. So our target audience is kids, but it's parents and grandparents who are single-handedly saving the Australian picture book market at the moment.
Yes.
And teachers and librarians who buy it. So it's not something for the faint-hearted going into being a picture book author or illustrator. And I always would recommend people to try traditionally publishing first unless you're independently wealthy and money isn't an issue.
Yeah.
And distribution-wise, independent bookstores are simply not able to take on unknown authors because they're trying as best they can to make a profit. And unless you've got a big online following, it's very tricky for an independent bookstore to stock your books.
Yeah, some really good insights there, Michelle. And you've made mention of, you know, publishing costs and that being a deterrent for many Aussie authors now being able to actually publish their stories. I'm wondering, what effect do you think this is going to have on the literary landscape in Australia?
My big worry is that we are going to see less and less Aussie stories for Aussie kids, that we are going to go back to a time maybe 20 years ago where a lot of the books that kids are having access to are based on maybe US TV shows or, you know, Bluey's done wonderful things to be able to help promote children's television and now they've got obviously all of their franchising into their board books and books. But I think we need something to happen where we have a way that new and different and inclusive and diverse Aussie voices are being heard and shared with Aussie kids.
Absolutely. And to take us out today, Michelle, do you think there's a strategy or any initiatives that can really help address these challenges that Aussie authors are facing?
Yeah, actually there is. I think we fall into a trap of wanting to give kids the books that we loved when we were growing up, like books that we have an emotional attachment to. But I would challenge everybody to go and try and find some new Aussie authors. Try and find some books that are more representative of what Aussie kids are going through and facing right now. So still have your beloved authors, but also go and explore some of the amazing Aussie talent that's out there and expose your kids to them as well.
So good. Michelle, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.